Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Negin is our guest, N-E-G-E-N. Bob and Susan are the authors of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, which is right now, folks. And if you got retail, if you're a retail organization and you're not doing both and, you're not doing traditional and digital, as much as you can do with both of them, if you're not moving towards a time when it's not digital and traditional, it's both, it's just one strategy, and it's all woven together where you can't even see the seam between the two, I think that's the direction you need to be moving in. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I think that that's correct, with a caveat. It depends on the size of your business. A lot of people, so I believe absolutely you need an online presence. I believe that you should make it easy for your people to know about you online. The only caveat that I have to your statement is I know a lot of small store owners, and they get a shopping cart, and they don't run it like it's supposed to be run.
Yeah.
And it becomes a negative experience rather than a positive experience.
But see, I think those are the people who probably just need to have a really robust catalog online. Maybe not a shopping cart, because if a lot of times people just want to see if you have it so they won't waste time tomorrow when they come to see you.
You are absolutely correct. People need to, when they go to your website, they need to get a feel for who you are. And, I mean, not just what you sell, but what kind of personality do you have? You know, one of the biggest mistakes I see small independent businesses make is they don't have any pictures of themselves and their staff and their story. And, you know, that's what makes you an independent is you're a local person doing business locally.
That's what I meant when I go about seeing your values. And in the last segment, I was talking about that. That's a relevance factor big companies can't get. And you cannot underestimate the power of that kind of a connection. People increasingly want a human connection in their business.
You are absolutely correct. And that's what I preach all day long. And that's why it's so important that, you know, that a small business has robust training programs so that their people know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. They understand the products that they sell, that they have the right people in place. So I couldn't agree with you more, Jim.
What I meant a while ago when I said, all you know, a fine line between the two strategies, you know, we for a long time, you and I have talked about having a social media strategy or having an online strategy. And then, of course, you've still got your traditional strategy for Main Street retailers. But what I'm talking about is I'm looking forward to the day when we just have a marketing strategy and it includes all the different tools.
That's right. That's exact. That you are absolutely
and they
correct.
Support each other. They complement and augment each other. It's not either or. It's I can't do this one without that one.
You are absolutely correct, because people get information. You know, it used to be if you wanted to talk to a customer, you just advertised in your local newspaper every day.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and nobody gets their, you know, local newspapers are all but dead, and you know, and everybody gets their information from different places.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find out where your customers live, so to speak. I mean, are they on Facebook? Are they on Twitter? And then you need to talk to them where they are, not where you want to be,
right,
where they are. And a lot of people don't understand that, and they miss that opportunity.
My oven went out one weekend on a Saturday. And I wanted to buy it from a small business, and I went online and I found a small business that sold the stove I wanted, and I called them up on Saturday afternoon, and the lady there they had inventory on their website. I couldn't buy it from the website, but they had inventory, so I could tell that they had what I needed, And I said, is that the one I need? And she said, is that the one I want? She says, yes, I think it is. And I said, would you send me a photograph of that stove? And she took her phone, her personal phone, took a photograph, texted it to me. It turns out it was not the one I needed. But because she was prepared to do all that for me, even after I found them online, I went to the I went from digital to traditional, back to digital, and back to traditional when I ordered the stove, and then their truck delivered it 3 days later.
That's right. That's right. But I can also give you the flip side to that, in that I wanted to go. I needed to buy something recently, and my local hardware store was closed, so I had to go to Home Depot because I wanted it now.
Right.
So, you know, it's that whole thing. Independents can compete.
Right.
They just have to step up and compete.
Well, and there's a place for Home Depot in as well as Abe's Hardware. You know, there's a place
Absolutely.
For both of them. You know, you're not. In fact, Abe doesn't need to get all the business. He can't handle all the business.
That's right.
You just got to focus on the ones you can do business with. But you can't have traditional only or digital only. I think in retail.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. You are absolutely right. Well, you can have digital. I mean, Amazon's doing it, but it's a different animal. So
that's exactly
not
right.
Our people, Jim.
That's right.
That's not our people.
Whizbang, WHIZBANG, whizbangtraining.com. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah, I'm good. That's
All
exactly right.
Right. All right, thanks, Bob. Appreciate you. Good job. Come back soon.
You're welcome, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Bob Negan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.